Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller attended the state opening of Parliament for the 2014-2015 fiscal year last Thursday. Speaking with journalists outside Gordon House after the opening, Mrs. Simpson Miller assured that despite economic challenges, the government has put mechanisms in place to protect the poor and vulnerable this fiscal year.
We will continue to do what we can for less pain. And I know the pain. I feel it every day. I understand it. All I'm saying is that they were very good. Last financial year, they stuck with us, and I'm just asking them for a while longer. But you know, we do not have much fiscal space. But despite the difficulties, I am always pushing for the poor, the oppressed, and the most vulnerable among us.
Some $539.4 billion is to be spent on the government's capital and recurrent costs this fiscal year, as outlined in the estimates of expenditure tabled by Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips Thursday afternoon. In other news, Prime Minister Simpson Miller thanked the Indian government last week for its contribution to the development of Sabina Park in Kingston. Within 3 months, the island's premier test cricket ground will be able to host day-night matches thanks to the Indian government's $2.1 million pledge towards the installation of floodlights at the facility.
With lights, Sabina Park, we can host major sporting events which are beyond our reach at this time. Your Excellency, we are pleased that the government of India has agreed to sign a bilateral memorandum of understanding with the government of Jamaica to provide financial support to the installation of the floodlights at Sabina Park. On behalf of the government and people of Jamaica, I say thank you, High Commissioner, for this generous gift and for this bold symbol of brotherhood and sisterhood.
Mrs. Simpson Miller has reiterated her call for more women to be integrally involved in the leadership and governance of the country. Mrs. Simpson Miller says locally women are managing scarce resources, supervising, mediating disputes, and demonstrating problem-solving skills.
These are skills that are necessary for political work. One of the first questions that those of us in political leadership need to consider when addressing this issue is, what can we do to ensure that the door to the corridors of political power are thrown wide open to admit more women? We cannot sit back and feel comfortable because a few women have been able to break through the barriers and create history.
Mrs. Simpson Miller was delivering the main address at the opening ceremony for the 27th meeting of the Executive Committee of the Parliamentary Confederation of the Americas, COPA, and the meeting of the Executive Committee of the Network of Women Parliamentarians of the Americas in Montego Bay, St. James. And Prime Minister Simpson Miller welcomed a record 600 buyers from 28 countries to Expo Jamaica 2014. The Caribbean's largest trade show started Thursday, April 3 through to 6 at the National Arena in Kingston. The four-day event was hosted by the Jamaica Manufacturers Association and the Jamaica Exporters Association in partnership with Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO.
When I look around this arena, my faith is renewed with the assurance that we have a strong entrepreneurial class in Jamaica that will, for the most part, choose to see the glass half full and not half empty. To you I say, the government of Jamaica recognizes the JMA, the JEA, the PSOJ, and all the other umbrella private sector groups as critical partners in achieving export-driven growth in the economy.
That's it for this week's edition of Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Until next time, I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.